Okay. All right. So we're checking the sound here.
Checking sound.
Checking sound. We did not hear anything before. So let's see.
Missing.
I'm playing with Wednesday with a long little toy, and it has a sugar skull on it and some tassels, and
missing.
You know, she's hitting it like a tether ball. She's like,
She will bite it sometimes. She will attack it. She is a wild animal.
See, I don't hear anything. Let's see.
Missing.
Okay. All right. So we're here, and we're with Wednesday. We were just playing with her. She really wanted to play with us, and you know, we had to start this podcast because we're a little behind. So don't mind me if I seem a little distracted while talking. I'm playing with a little, you know, the little thing on the stick, the string on the stick. But she's so cute when she hits it. She's like doop doop. She just daps it. And then when I get more violent, like with her, she's like, ah, she starts biting it. Ah, get. Oh my goodness. And then she gets up. She's so little, but she has long leggies. So imagine like a little kitty cat features, but like long ass legs. And like when she stands, it's like, she's pretty tall. She's jumped onto the bookshelf numerous of times. Like she can get on the third shelf. But anyway, I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And you're listening to
The Night Owl.
All right, so audio is on. Everything's good. This is The Night Owl. It's an all-inclusive podcast that talks about music, art, and life, and everything
in between.
All right, and we're stoned as hell, so sorry. We apologize. Happy fall, everybody. Happy motherfucking Thanksgiving. I mean,
T. Gibbons.
Yeah, T. Gibbons.
T. Gibbons.
You don't need to celebrate any of the, you know, genocide that happened during that time. Just celebrate the time where, you know, you everyone was kind of that one big family moment where everyone was like getting along. Mm-hmm. And that, my friends, to me, is a good like start origin story of like how families are. When they go to have dinner and gather from all over, wherever, right? Get in your car, get the kids, whatever, get in there.
The meal.
And then, like, you depending on, like, what's been going on with the family, any beef that's happened, anything that's happened.
Yeah, that's good probably or bad, where you squash your beef.
Leading to that moment is either squashing it or just don't say fucking anything and just eat. And like enjoy.
Squash and beef ain't just a meal, you
it's
know.
It's just like Sunny did a thing on it. Sunny
not
in Philadelphia.
Just a meal, squash and beef.
It's always Sunny in Philadelphia did a thing on it as well. You know, where they were like, oh, it's about squashing the beefs, and it's like you make amends. But yeah, I mean, the Pilgrims and the Indians were, or the Native Americans were pretty much like every American family. And the immigrant families are probably like really excited just to eat and gather, and like they're like, oh, we're all about that every day, right? So anyway, welcome. This is The Night Owl Chicago. We love to talk about pretty much anything under the sun at this point. It's been about almost 3 years now. Matthew and I started the podcast in 2020, and you know, and it was a long 2 years. I mean, really, it's still COVID, you know, times, but not quite. We're kind of out of the woods. I don't know about other countries. I know we're okay, but you know, people have been noticing in conversation. We'll say COVID times, like when you have the bubonic plague, they're like the bubonic plague times, you know, or whatever. Like it's becoming a times. Like it's becoming like
a
collective trauma for everyone to talk about because we all had to endure it. It was only sucked because we didn't have the right president to like deal with, you know, to protect us all, which I mean, side note, he definitely should go to jail for that, you know, but like, anyway, we're not going to talk about that. I don't know who this person is, but I'm blocking them because they're trying to sell. We're okay if you're a sex worker and you're listening, but don't advertise, please.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're more than welcome. I mean, we love everyone. So yeah, I just think it's nuts that like, you know, people are referring to that as COVID times, and now we're reaching another year, Matthew, with you and I living in Rogers Park, and, you know, kind of just living right now. I think we've lived everywhere we've lived. It was like 4 or 5 years and then we would move. Oh my gosh. Wednesday's running into a corner. I don't know where she's going. Okay. So, I have some topics today, Matthew. I wanted to talk about Elon Musk because he's like a really big, he's kind of everywhere. And, you know, why not? Because I feel like there's a lot of celebrities we could be talking about instead. But, like, why not just talk about him? What's your take on him? Like, what do you think about him, Matthew? Like, what is it about him that you do or don't like? Like, starting from kind of like when you first heard about him.
I'd say it's probably the misperception or idea that he has done these things when all he has done is taken money that he inherited from his family, who got away with in, right, blood.
The apartheid money.
Yeah, apartheid money.
Which he says that he didn't collect or consume or take from his family. And I think as a kid, he didn't know that. He probably didn't know what the apartheid was.
I mean, he bought Tesla. He didn't develop that car. He bought SpaceX. He didn't do that. He now has bought Twitter. He's not writing code for Twitter. He's not.
So was he a coder?
No.
Like
he's just somebody with money who knows how to invest in it. He doesn't do any of this.
So he's just like a Mr. Big.
Pretty much.
Like a step lower would be like a day trader or something.
I mean, he just buys companies.
Okay, so he's just a consumer. With lots of money.
And then takes, the lead on.
So he's like us, but he has tons of money. Yeah. Because he invests it all, pretty much. Which,
he doesn't. That's where there's data to show that the current billionaires are not reinvesting or putting that money back in. They're hoarding it and keeping
it. But what is it? Again, you guys, please, you guys. I know you agree with me. What is the fucking point? What's the point of it? Where are you going? Are you from Egypt? Are we, like, putting it in your like pyramid for later? Where are we squirreling it away for? I mean, he has one child. Grimes is okay. You know what I mean? She actually went through shit. She actually was like a drug addict and her family was poor and like she didn't latch on to him for money either.
I think they like to say that if you put two of the billionaires together, they could end education issues.
All I have to say is if you've been beat. Okay, I'm going to say what they said in Mean Girls. Who here has been victimized by Amber Heard? Because he has. Did everyone forget about that? I told people when they were like, when they came out, they were dating. I kept telling everyone, I'm like, you guys, they're totally fucking each other. Like, she's using him because she would just go to stores and like drop his name and stuff. And then there was a picture of him with like a black guy. And no one remembers it. I'm like, do you guys not remember? Like, this was like during the time, this was during the stirrings of her and Johnny. This might have been after like it all came out, like maybe a few months back. So like no one really knew because they didn't even know if she was cheating or anything. You know what I mean? They just were like centered on what she had currently said. I mean, she actually could have walked out of that courthouse in the back so as to not be seen. She paid TMZ to come in there and take pictures of her walking out of the front of the door, like a brave woman. You know what I mean? It's like such bullshit. So like, basically, this fucking world is full of women like her and Olivia Wilde, Angelina Jolie. They're all doing the same shit. They're coming out with these exposés and there's like nothing there. You know, they're doing it just women are like just trying to do what men did and men are just failing at being men. So we need some trans people. We need some like non-binary people up here. Because they seem to know what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just in general, and then like in perspective, you know, of like not, you know, like I think that he grew up during that time where he was always had things handed to him. You know, he wasn't like growing up with nothing. And the fact that it was apartheid money, and there was just so much stuff. He put in a fucking car into space, and I'm just like, whoop-de-doo. Like, anyway.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. So this says that we begin, it says, this is from Twitter, or no, this is from Social Media Today. I'd never heard of this website, but it's pretty recent. It says, we've been covering Elon Musk Twitter's saga in April 2022 when he publicly announced his $44 billion hostile takeover. This woman, already hostile. This article is great. And by the way, guys, this is where he's been reduced to now. This is like, now he's a household name of Twitter. He's attached to Twitter. Twitter is now bigger than him. He tried to consume his own tail, and guess what happened, right? It said, for Musk and Twitter's board of directors, 2022 has been a long, drawn-out legal battlefield. After months of publicly defacing Twitter, Musk was unsatisfied with his results and attempted to back out of the deal. I remember that. Twitter responded by flipping the script, expecting Musk to pay off. Do you remember when he did that? He pulled out. It says, now the deal is done, and the question becomes what Elon will do with the CEO of Twitter. Will we see changes in the app to the business, and how might these impact social media marketers? And then it says we can check out the story. Okay, so it has a lot of this other stuff. It says the calm concerns. So remember, he was trying to like do the blue check mark as the blue check mark. Matthew, if you didn't know, there it's also in Facebook, I think, or Instagram. They have a check mark as well, which is run by Mark Zuckerberg. Now, there was always a blue check mark for Twitter. Mark Zuckerberg copied that and did it for Instagram. And then there's one for YouTube, which I think, or it's just a universal social media tool.
But right, it's based on certain validations, right, of followers and clicks.
It's not just celebrities. There are independent companies and brands. Like Doja Cat did the same. That's how she got her. You're supposed to be vetted. Yeah, you earn it. You have to have a social standing, and like you have to.
And now what they have found since he sold it is there's been all kinds of like fake accounts and fake people.
Well, that's what it is. So I can skip past that part. So basically, what happened is like he was like, oh, now it's $20 to like for a month to get the blue check mark or something, and then everyone was like, well, what about the check mark I've had because I earned it for 5 years, like trying to promote myself. Like you're stripping away people's hard work, and you're saying, oh, now it's for everyone. But he's covering it and cloaking it with this, everyone should get along. We want to be inclusive. No, dude, if you did that, you'd be a philanthropist. Like,
no, I mean, he feels so, like he's taking this company and running.
Yeah, and then Amber Heard, like, peaced out. She was the first one because she didn't want him going through her shit, which I think he could be that villain and just go through people's DMs and shit. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's what it kind of looks like.
Now, that's an invasion of privacy. What we talked about before.
Maybe
is
some indication, maybe.
So,
yeah.
And so, like, they had like two or three guys that already were running Twitter. So they were all working as a team. It's like a collective. That's why they're more progressive, but they have way stricter rules than Facebook does. Facebook has way too many rules. Twitter has just really good guidelines, like, you know, the Ten Commandments type thing. Like, there's all these checks that you have to pass, and then you can have a Twitter account. But you can put sex work on there. You can put, you know what I mean? Like, you can post, like, it just can't be, like, abuse. That's all. That's, or hate speech. But he lowered it to $8 a month. So people were, like, basically creating, like, they were going on Twitter, paying for the monthly check mark, and then impersonating other companies, and then like following him. And there were people that actually made like him. I think it was Kathy Griffin or something. I don't know, but it was hilarious. If Kathy Griffin is in on it,
there were like people trying to impersonate elected officials and going on Twitter and saying outrageous
things. And you know what he did? He was mad at them for doing that, when really it was like, dude, we're just trying to show you in a really creative way how stupid you are. And how dumb you are and disrespectful you are. That's the big one, is being really disrespectful of like all those people that really tried to earn their check mark. And now you're making it free for people who are going to spend money, or you're making it free for the elite, but you're making it people that like us have to pay for it. The idea behind that is that Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter are always fucking free. We shouldn't have to pay for shit unless it's ads. You know what I mean? Or like a store, like, you're adding a widget to it or something, but like, or you're doing branding. That's the only time that money should be, like, ever. And that's not even through, I don't even know if Instagram even takes a cut of that. Because you can put your stores on Facebook now. You can add, like, an online store. I used to do that with Teespring and stuff. So people started leaving. The $8 per month, we already passed, we already did that. And then he says he wanted to revamp subscriptions. So it says between Elon Musk trying to speed run social platform management and his tendency to say a lot of things, then deny them in a later stage. It's difficult to know exactly what's going on in the Twitter HQ right now and how exactly Musk and his newly assembled Twitter transition team are going to change the platform. So there's also like a roundup thing. So it's like all these different moves, I guess, that they're going to do. Like they said, they've, he says he's been charging users for verification ticks, charging businesses to use the platform, enhancing exposure for verified profiles to entice signups. So like a pyramid scheme, you know what I mean? And then adding new verification options for real, for real humans. It's difficult to know which of these will be tested. I'm not sure Musk himself knows yet, but you can expect to see Twitter make some big moves. So it's kind of interesting, like, you know, he cuts off D-lister. That was Kathy Griffin. And then he removed someone in the stock exchange day one. Like, he started, like, firing people, like, immediately. He's a villain. I swear to God, he's a villain.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely playing that well, ain't he?
Yeah, it says that the priorities will be eliminating bots, expanding the rules around what users can say. So you're censoring people. They already have stuff in. Did I not just say that they already have rules in place? Why are we changing stuff? It worked fine. I didn't even use Twitter, and I know, but I'm kind of glad I don't have it now. Remember, I told you, I was like, I'm never getting Twitter. Increasing paying subscribers. Like, I don't. He started like firing people.
No, he had the poll right here recently where he's gonna allow fucking Cheeto Man to come back. Gonna allow the fucking loudmouth Alex Jones to come back. Yeah, he said he was gonna fight Yeezy back. I mean, whatever.
Well, Yeezy's just gonna burn. They're all burning to the ground. They're all burning themselves to the ground. They're all eating their own tails. So, yeah, so that's all I got. But you guys, I'll put this article in here. I'll put the article in here so you guys can see in the chats here. Billionaires want to swim in their money like Scrooge McDuck. Yeah, but, like, seriously, that would hurt if you actually fell into, like, a thing of – I always wondered that, like, when he was, like – You know, when he would go into, like, that big vault, and it's, like,
haven't you ever seen The Family? It's a Family Guy joke where Peter tries to do that, and then he breaks his neck and his back, and he's all, like, Bram!
What are those things called in Doctor Who that he was in? Like, that thing where you just go in, and then it's, like, big on the inside? But, like, that's what it looked like. It was, like, that huge safe. So, like, he'd go in there and he would fall. And, like, he'd be kind of, like, fucked up. Like, he'd get cut or something. I don't know.
Well, you wouldn't be swimming through it. It would be pretty dense. It'd be like trying to swim through concrete. You know how many people probably tried to create a pile of change and dive in it and they killed themselves?
So, Neil said that he is not engineer or his code developer. Yeah. He says he doesn't write code, period. Yeah, I mean, it's fucked up, man. I don't know. They're all doing it. They're all just gonna, like, burn themselves to the ground, and then, you know, Pelosi's back. We're good. We don't need you guys.
Don't necessarily need her.
We don't need her, but she's not that bad. Yeah. She's not terrible. What do you want to talk about? What do you got? Anything interesting? Any movies, shows?
We're talking about this, or what do you else?
We can talk about whatever the fuck you want. I'm done with my topic.
I thought you had something else.
We're gonna go back and forth here.
I don't know.
If you got nothing, just thoughts, any kind of thoughts, and then you can read, or you can read your. If you have anything to talk about right now, or we can move on to the questionnaire that you had from our fan, because we had a fan have a question for you. So you can either read that, or you can talk about whatever.
Okay. Okay, well, let me read this then.
And you have to do it in your You have to do it in your Reddit voice. You have to be really, you have to be really articulate and like
Shit, girl. All right, girl.
I'm gonna share it. Don't read yet. Bean is running around like a madman right now. A mad kitty. We used, okay, I know she's doing her rounds, but I feel like if you guys ever have any cats that do that, like where they do their rounds, like which means like they're walking around smelling like each area of the room, and, like, you know, trying to make sure that, like, there's no dark spirits and shit. That's what our, that's what Wednesday does. But it's really cute because she chortles sometimes. All right, Matthew, you can go ahead and read it. Oh, my goodness. You hear her?
Yes. Little kitty. So it says, am I in the wrong for skipping my boyfriend's family's Thanksgiving because they invited his ex-wife? They have three kids together. Kids want both mom and dad together this year. They were married for 5 years, so I get there is history there. But they didn't even ask me if I was fine with meeting her. They just invited her. Like, is it just me? He is me now. Why does she even need to be there?
Okay, so let's break this down. Is this like, this is someone, okay, first of all, I like that you put Christmas trees. It's very festive. They sent me this, like, in the email, but it's like, it was like that. So I was like, I'll just copy paste. But I like the little Christmas trees. So
I like the festive.
Anonymous Mama. Amazing. I'm just going to call you Anonymous Mama, but yeah, that's a really great, I like that letter. But also, this is kind of like a, you know, am I the butthole kind of thing? Like, she's asking if she's in the wrong. Do you think she's in the wrong?
For not wanting to go this time? It depends on how long they've been together. If they've been together 10 years, then I'm going, well, no. But if you're just still within that 1, 2, 3 years still... No, you're completely in the right to want to skip out on that.
You can skip out. You have kids, right? Or they have kids, right?
Well, they have kids. You've never met this woman before. What an awkward time to meet somebody. What an extra stressful time to meet somebody during, especially something like Thanksgiving. Absolutely, you're not in the wrong.
Like, it's her boyfriend. Yeah, you're right.
Boyfriend, not husband.
So, Matthew, so, like, it would be like me coming, like, let's say we were not together and you were like dating someone and you're like, hey, I'm going to invite my, like, it would have had to have been like four or five years, like 2 years, I think is a good time to ask, to be like, oh, this is a serious relate. I mean, 2 or 3 years, right? If it's a year, if you've just been dating,
and again,
if you've just been, now I'm going to say, if she's just been dating this guy and he's going through this, he has an ex-wife, she would already know about her because.
Well, they may know, but they've never met.
Well, I know, but if you have kids, like, she's probably going to come. She's probably going to be there. He has kids. Where's she going to go? I mean, she could go see her family, but then
well, maybe they haven't been doing Thanksgiving.
And they have three. They can't separate them.
Maybe
there's only
they
three.
They haven't been doing Thanksgiving together.
I don't know. I think she should. I think it depends. You're right. I can't be that. I can't be that judgmental. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to look at both sides. Like, he has me now. That's a little. You didn't have to add that.
That's true, but aggressive. You're also not part of the big decision, and this is kids also have an impact on.
We're not aggressive. Decision. It's just a little. It's a little arrogant. He has me now, girl. How do you know he don't have another girlfriend?
Oh,
if he's inviting his ex-wife and his kids, that means he likes you. You know what I mean? Like, that's a huge deal.
Or he's just a knucklehead,
and he's not hiding her either.
And he doesn't
right. Really, he's not hiding her.
They're not together.
No, but that's her boyfriend, and he's fighting his ex-wife. So I'm saying that he's not hiding.
They've
her
never
girlfriend.
Met. That's a stressful time to meet during a holiday.
I know that, but I'm saying that most if he's dating a new girl, sometimes you don't know if you have that many kids. You don't know if that's the right person for your kids. It's all about the kids, dude.
Well, I would say they've already been hanging out together. It sounds like
yeah. She knows that he's been married. She knows he has three kids.
Kids. Yeah.
She knows they were married for 5 years. She knows a lot. She knows about her.
Yeah.
So, like, meeting her is just on her. She's going to have to deal with it. Sorry, girl. I'm sorry. I can't agree with you. I usually kind of agree with Bart with some of these, but Matthew's.
No, I agree with the first part.
Yeah.
No, you're not wrong for wanting to skip out. You have every right to do that.
You can still do it, but you're going to look like an asshole.
Well, I think I would. I'd skip.
You're an asshole.
Dude. Why? Fuck that.
You don't even know. We have to have her, like, how are these kids? Are the kids intolerable? Like, have you met the kids
Maybe
yet?
It's your chance to get away
have
from
you just met the
insufferable kids?
Have you just met the kids and you haven't met her? Because that would be impossible.
I mean, is this the case of the parent trap here? Do you got a couple kids trying to bring you down?
Like, is it just me? He is me now. Why does she even need to be there? Because they have children. Don't have children with this man. Because you're going
to
be the same
there they are today.
Woman. Maybe you're going to be the next today. Ex-wife doing this. And you're going to be, and guess what? You're going to be mad when he doesn't invite you
Damn.
To his girlfriend's house.
Thanksgiving sex mm-hmm. advice.
So I'm just saying, look out for the future, girl. You look out for the future. I got some advice for you. I'll judge you first and I'll love you later, okay?
Damn! Breaking bottles.
Sorry, anonymous mama.
Shit.
That's the truth. All right.
Shit on a stick.
Shit on a stick. So how's the traveling been, Matthew? Where did you tell the listeners where you've been recently?
All over Montana. Montana.
Montana. That's
it was cold.
How many times this year did you go to Montana? I feel like you've been there like every fucking day. Or every fucking month.
No.
No? Wednesday, now Wednesday's looking for it. For spirits, she's sitting
looking for spirits.
Yeah, if you guys have cats or dogs that do that where they sit, and
what
sit
I am there. Disappointed in yeah, is the other day I tried to look for a Christmas Story Christmas, you know, the new updated Christmas story. You know, they brought that back,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember, we did it together, we couldn't find it.
Yeah, can't find it, can't even find it for sale. Damn it.
I think you saw it. I just think that you think it's out there, but it's like you missed it.
It was supposed to be out on the 17th of December.
Oh.
Like in theaters.
Are there any, well, so have you been watching, anything new? Any whatcha-watchins?
No.
No. I finished my Lord of the Rings and I finished my, the Lord of the Rings and the House of Dragons and I'm on Inside Job, which is really, a really fucking funny ass show. It's like, this girl who's like running her father's business, and it's like the dark, they're like a shadow government, basically. Not the Illuminati, they're like below, they're like supposed to be like a subgenre. But anyway, it's really, really funny. Lots of swearing, lots of dark humor, and it's cartoon, which is great. But it's so dark, it's so good. And then like they'll throw in like conspiracy theories that everyone thinks about. And then like some of the ones that you think are true aren't, and the ones that you think aren't true are. Like it's just, it's great because, you know, there's so much content and like writing in there that they could go on for a while with that show. It's really good. And then you and I were watching Little Demon. I don't know if they have any new episodes. I think we finished it.
Meh. I haven't seen
that's the one with Danny DeVito. And then Aubrey Plaza, we always bring her up. We have to bring her up every few months because she's like one of my girl crushes for sure. the ambiguous, like, well, I mean, she's in the White Lotus show. She's in the new season of that.
Yeah, see, they signed on for more of that, huh?
Watching that, and then watching Industry. I think I finished Industry. It's kind of like Succession, which Succession is coming back. And then there's Bad Omens. I had a friend watch that, and we looked it up, and there's going to be another season. So that'll be, it's really good. But yeah, there's a lot of like little shows. And then I think I'm rewatching stuff just for the hell of it. And then I haven't really done a lot of like YouTube deep dives or like YouTubing. I just kind of like do that just to like pass time or just like.
Don't fall down the tube hole.
Well, no, it's just indulge, but it's not like every day. Which is great because then I can like catch up and watch like a couple of videos. But what I like about YouTube, I mean, I know that we're doing audio, but like even with just the video, it's they do almost an hour sometimes now. You can really actually watch YouTube the way it was before and actually enjoy a video. But yeah, so what were we talking about?
What you kind of watching?
Let's see.
Right after you were scolding. No.
I'm going to share this.
No.
I don't know if I should share this because it's by Fox. Let's find another article. Let's do a live finding of an article here. Sammy can share it. Let's see. Someone's ringing our bell. We didn't have a package. Go away. I like that Miley Cyrus still hates her dad. She always hates him. He has like long ass hair now. He has like a, I don't know what he's doing. He should have done that a long time ago.
He's with
a
new woman now.
He should have done the long hair a long time ago. Right. You know what I mean?
New woman.
Okay, let's do a Kanye West one, but not about his trauma and his mental health. We'll do it about his dating life. That'd be pretty interesting. So we're gonna share. This will be probably the last one we'll share. So I was gonna do a dark one, but I don't really want to do it because it's kind of depressing. It's about a Baby Shark guy, the guy who wrote Baby Shark. That song really affected some people. Anyway, okay, so this is the article. Julia Fox, I have no idea who the fuck this bitch is. I don't know. I can't say bitch, but I don't know who she is. Says that she dated Kanye to distract him so he'd leave Kim K alone. Look at his fucking face, bro. What's going on?
She's saying she was paid or she's friends with Kim. Is that why she dated him? Or why is she saying she sacrificed herself or make it seem like she sacrificed herself? I dated him to distract him from. So Kim could get away.
I mean, look at how, and that's Kim, dude.
That's her.
Oh no, that was the girl that looked like her.
That's right? Julia Fox.
You know how many girls that he's dated that looked like her? Do you know how many guys have done that where they dated girls that looked like them? Like, it's so annoying. But I think Kim was like the most copied, you know. And then there'd just be girls that would try to like slide into his DMs.
An actress, model, whatever.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. But I just thought it was really petty and fun. It says, remember when she dated him, Pete Davidson?
Yes. It was all at the same time when he was dating her.
That's the Uncut Gems star. Oh, she was in Uncut Gems. I can't just sneeze. It was the cutest thing. The Uncut Gems star dated West for just roughly 6 weeks in early 2022, just as he was divorcing Kardashian and going after her then-boyfriend Davidson on social media. I'm sorry. It's just too funny. Now, in the light of the rapper's anti-Jewish semantics, she's spilling the tea on their relationship. And TikTok posted video on November 21st. Fox claimed that she dated West so he would give his ex-wife. Okay. All right.
That's what I'm saying. Is she like a super friend? Was she paid? Huh?
First of all, why do you give a fuck about Kim Kardashian when you're fucking her man? And then you're like, I just was trying to save her. I'm doing this for you. Because believe women always, always fight for them while secretly fucking. I mean, what? Or no, not even secretly, like just out in the open. I don't know, dude. I told you the girls are crazy right now. The boys are crazy right now. We're our non-binaries. We need to bring them out. Let's do it. Because that is energy. We need more asexual people. People aren't thinking with their dicks. And their vaginas and actually do things and get things done during the day. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, me included, I'm not, I should be replaced too. I'm not gonna, you know, we're all terrible. Wednesday's the only one. She's the only one. She can sleep through all the craziness and then wake up and want to play. Like if only I could be her really for a day. Get the toy. Okay. So anyway, that's what she's saying. She's saying that she fucked Kim's ex-husband and said that was her she was taking one for the team.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why would you say something so...
She's so dumb. Do these people not have representation that like stop them from doing stupid shit like this? Where are all the agents at? We need entourage.
I did this for you, Kim.
God damn. In the video, Fox responded to a follower who asked why she dated a famously violent misogynist and anti-Semite by stating that she planned to write about Wes in her forthcoming book. So she's also a star fucker and an opportunist. And she's saying that she's protecting women. Not me. You can't do that. If you're doing, no, if both of you be, no. Anyway, says, first of all, the man, she says it was her masterpiece, but decided to tell us for free. First of all, the man was being normal around me. The man was being.
The man.
You can't say Kanye. So you're like separating yourself from him now in your language. She's like using separate. Wednesday's doing broken or wounded paw right now. Are you hungry? What are you doing, wounded paw? Wounded paw is when your cat or your dog puts one foot up and they're just like, oh, my paw. But she's standing like super straight. I know. You can play with her. Here, play with her. It says that when she gained, okay, so it says that she gained affinity for Kardashian and her sisters, Kourtney and Khloe, because they used to stock her clothing line in their Dash stores. Well, that's not something to brag about either, because Dash is awful. Their clothing line, even at Sears, was awful. Someone said that they would have wanted to shop at Sears instead of Dash. It says when Wes first pursued her, Fox claimed that the only thing that he had done at that point was ask Kardashian to come back to him during a December concert. And when we went and stopped texting Fox, she had an intriguing thought. I was like, oh my God, maybe I can get him off of Kim's case. Maybe I can distract him and get him to like me. And if I knew anyone could do it, it would be me, because when I set my mind to something, I do it. She's a fucking moron. Yeah, you really set your mind up. You could be like solving world hunger.
Instead, I'm fucking Kim's.
What is going on, you
and
guys?
I'm doing it for the world.
This makes me really sad. This article makes me very
I'm
sad.
Doing it for the world.
This article makes me so sad right now, dude. Oh my gosh. Okay, so after we talk about this, we have another pressing matter, so we'll talk about that after we are done with this one. It says, oh my God. Okay. So she's basically saying, so here's the video. So I'm not going to put that in there, because I'll just give it to you guys. Put the article in there. It says that she explained that Wes was not on social media at the time and barely spoke about his relationship with Kardashian. I'm just going to say with Kim while they were dating. Instead, they talked about clothes, weird ideas, plans for the future, education, childhood, and other normal couple topics. I call that small talk, but okay. It was really beautiful, guys. The moment he started tweeting, I was out. So it says that shortly after bringing it with Fox, best relationship with his wife, blah, blah, blah. They divorced, and then he had outbursts on Good Morning America. Yeah. I saw all those. Do you see that? Remember those?
Yeah.
So that she basically, you know, he lost everything. He lost, you know, all his brand deals, all that because of what he did. And I think that's kind of when she pulled away. Or I think it was even before that, it says. But, you know, I mean, she's an airhead. Great. I don't really understand why that's an accomplishment. Why are we even writing? Why are we wasting any internet space on people like that? Like, do you think she really thinks she's a hero? I don't know.
I'm a hero. Determined enough for the rest of our life. No.
All right, so we're going to talk about the shooting in Colorado. Trigger warning, guys. I don't know if you guys have been seeing on Facebook. I've been seeing people check in, you know, for is safe or Mark is safe, which is good. I'm still seeing more of them. So I'm going to share this article because something like this happened, I don't know, I think it was like 2013. I remember coming home an hour before that shooting in Berlin. It was a shooting.
Yeah, it's happened in multiple cities. I mean, here, Orlando, just to name a few.
Yeah. So it's like, we're going to talk about that because it seems like a, you know, and then we had the one in Miami or in Orlando. You know, I mean, it's almost like every 5 years or so. I don't know. It's weird. It's like every 5 years at this bullshit happens.
Well, I'd say the violent attacks are.
There's always small attacks, like smaller ones. Like people get beat up walking from the club or walking to the club, you know. But like this is targeted. This is targeted. It's not, you know, just someone just, you know, got in the way or the building was in the way or whatever. It wasn't just a drive by. It was like an actual attack, you know. This movie Smile looks fucking crazy. It says never trust a smile again. It's on Paramount though. We don't have Paramount. Okay, so it says Club Q shooting, five victims identified in Colorado Springs LGBTQ nightclub attack. It says the five victims who lost their lives have been identified. It says a gunman burst into the Club Q and opened fire just before midnight on Saturday, opening fire with an AR-15 style rifle and a handgun. The suspect, identified by police as Anderson Aldrich, 22, allegedly shot five people, two bartenders, a mother of one, on a night out, a transgender woman, and a local man celebrating a friend's birthday. What the fuck? Says police initially said 25 were wounded in the attack, but revised. Oh, so no, it's 18. But still, I mean, everyone's trumped.
Yeah, everyone. I mean, you may as well count everyone.
It says Mr. Aldrich. Okay, so he's not dead. Thank God. We want him to lie. We want to fucking incarcerate that fucking bitch. Get her. No?
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's white. They didn't identify. Is he white? Is this him? Oh, my. No, that's Derek, right? He was one of the victims. Okay. It says that Mr. Aldrich has been arrested on suspicion of five counts of first-degree murder and five counts of hate crime causing bodily injuries. He's expected to face full charges. So we're just throwing him in jail. But they still have to do a court. They still have to do, right? They still have to do a trial. The shooting sparked renewed calls for stricter gun laws. Oh, yeah, yeah. I feel like I'm repeating, like, all of this. Because it's like, don't we say this every year when there's a school shooting? Isn't this the same thing? Oh, so it sparked a renewed call. But is the call being answered?
Especially when the same gun.
How about renewed movements?
Being
renewed,
used?
Like, how about it's the shooting has sparked, has put the wheels in motion. That's what we should put in an article. That's what we should be doing. Not, oh, it's we're trying to get calls. Hey guys, hey Matt, did you know? Matthew, we should have stricter gun laws, Matthew. Hey, guess what? Hello, anybody? Anybody out there? I mean, really. So this is Daniel Austin. You got a job, says tweeted Daniel Austin in August 2020. The young transgender man had recently been pursued by his parents to move to Colorado Springs from Oklahoma. And landed a gig at the Club Q. So that's Daniel right there. Says he was the happiest he's ever been. His mother said he was thriving, having fun, and having friends. It's just unbelievable. He had so much more life to give to us and all his friends and to himself. I mean, I wouldn't even think he was transgender, number one. He looks like a boy. Cute boy. I didn't know. I had no idea. I mean, it doesn't matter. But it's
doesn't
like,
matter. But yeah.
But like gorgeous kid, young kid, yeah. And then it says that she said that she had known her son was trans since he was 4 years old. So she already knew. She said when he began insisting he was a boy and refusing to wear girly clothes. That's like my cousin Dan, you know, D. Same thing. Like we all knew. Yeah. We were like, yeah, we love you. We don't care. He began transitioning after leaving the university when he started hormone replacement therapy, which is great. He was 18, 19. I'm sure he did that. That's a good time to do it. Says he made friends quickly and at the club and became a home to him every single goddamn time. Can you be 20? You'd be 21 at that club, or do they have 18 and over?
Ones? I don't know.
Well, he was 22, right? So yeah. 21. Every single goddamn time, I even had the slightest thought of leaving Club Q. Someone calls up and tells me, "You're the reason I love this bar," or "You, fellow bartender Derek, make me feel so safe and welcome here." Aww. So, like, basically people are coming up to him and being like, hey, we love it that you're here. Like, they look forward to seeing you, you know? In September, he said, I'm so fucking grateful to everyone that I've met here in Colorado. Seriously, thank God for y'all. I'm not sure if I would have survived without you guys. And he's dead. It's, like, not fair. It's not fucking fair, bro. It's not fair. Like, that's so fuck. This guy, I hope this guy dies in prison. I don't know. So, are they even going to show the guy that did it?
No, I don't think so.
Yikes, dude. So this is Derek Rump. Another cutie. Look at those suspenders, man. Says he was another bartender at Club Q, where he often performed in drag shows. Of course, I can see him doing drag shows for sure. According to public records, he had moved to Colorado Springs from Pennsylvania in 2020. Derek, you always treated me so sweetly and brightened up my days when I come out and see you at the club. And this is like, I think this is a still photo of him. Look at how beautiful he is.
Yeah.
This is what the new drag people are wearing. This is like the new stuff. This is like, they're going darker. I've noticed that they're going darker with their looks. And the fact that they're doing Colorado is kind of cool because here we do that all the time. Like, we're all about dark stuff, you know? Says you always made sure I was taken care of and not just at the bar patron, but as a friend. I'll miss you and your smile that could light up the darkest of your rooms and your laugh that rubbed off on everyone around you. Another friend, Delaney Saylor, said that they had known Mr. Rump for 7 years and that he had often sat outside on the patio with them listening to their troubles. Oh, like he was just like, I'm here. Like, let's talk. And like, that's what? I can't. Another angel. Kelly Loving. This is Kelly Loving right here. Said Miss Loving's sister, Tiffany Loving, told the New York Times that she was informed of her sister's death by the FBI. She said that her sisters were extremely close, adding that she was loving, always trying to help the next person out instead of thinking of herself. She was just a caring person. She was 40. Says that she had recently moved to Denver from, and it was on a weekend trip, so she just basically moved to Denver. She hadn't been in Colorado that long. It says that a close friend to her said that told the Times that she had been FaceTiming with Miss Loving moments before the deadly shooting. Mm. She was like a trans mother to me. I looked up to her. See, you wouldn't know either. I mean, to me, like, that's a woman. I mean, yeah. You know. Okay, so it says Ashley Paw. So I think Ashley's on the side right here. So it's Ashley Paw was 35, you're younger than me. She was devoted, handy woman. This is a woman that had the child that was on a night out. She had she said that she has an 11-year-old daughter. Devastated her. We're heartbroken. We're sad. We're mad. Angry. Miss Clark said. Mrs. Paw from La Guanta, Colorado, had traveled to Colorado Springs with a friend to see a comedian perform. She leaves behind a husband and a daughter. This is Raymond Green. Raymond Green, another cutie. Green's death was confirmed to the Gazette by his mother. According to social media posts from friends, Mr. Green had been at the club to celebrate a friend's birthday with his girlfriend. I don't know why they don't have more about him. I'd like to know more, but maybe they didn't want to talk about it. You know, the family. They're allowed to. I mean, they only get these details from the family, you know. Charlene and James. So these are the last two right here. These are those, like, people I would know. You know what I mean? literally. A woman who was out for a night of dancing with her brother was left with 13 bullets in her body after being wounded in a mass shooting in the Club Q. They were preparing to leave Club Q on Saturday night when a gunman opened fire, killing 5 and wounding 25 others. So they have a GoFundMe here. I'm going to put this article in the chats so you guys can see it and go to it, because you guys should definitely do that. Whenever there's a GoFundMe, you always do it, you know? I mean, you have to, like, make sure you know what it is, but yeah. So she was shot once in the abdomen, slept her collapsed lung, and said that I think that she says that she's recovering after undergoing surgery. Okay, so she's okay. I think her brother. Okay, so these are the people that were injured. These are all the people that were injured after that. So they just kind of named more people. But this article is interesting. They even have like little comments in here that you can add your peace of mind in there. But I mean, you guys, it's hard to like give you advice on this shit. I mean, really, I don't know what to say, because it's always like, do we just live our lives and do we just go and do what we want to do and like still be somewhat, just don't go in a car with a stranger, or like, I was thinking of,
well,
like,
you wonder about the security to get in a gun that big. I mean,
well, also, like, how did they bring it in? Like, they didn't say anything in the article about like who the guy is. how did he bring it in? Because when they had the person,
or how he got in, I guess
how he got in, who he is, where he comes from, like I'm not saying, and to me it doesn't matter. You could be down the street, you could live down the street, you're still a piece of shit if you do that. I don't care if you're from a different country or not. It doesn't matter. But like all of those things, all those details really help solve intent and solve, and then help you prevent things, help you put more better things in place, plans in place that are rock solid, that you don't need to fucking change. Like, I mean, Twitter's one thing changing it, but like this is like our lives, you know. Twitter's not gonna kill you. Like that's what we gotta. We can't be. I just like peppering. Listen. I like peppering in the petty Kanye. That article was really ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Yes.
But peppering stuff in with this kind of shit makes me feel better because I just know that there's like all different types of things going on in the world all at one time, and we're floating around. And you know, the only thing I can say is just like call people, call them, you know, go visit, spend time with your friends, spend time with people. Like we say this at the end of every podcast. So give it and try to get this shit done, dude. Try to go like form more like groups and collectives, try and like get things actually to be done. Not a call in the dark. You know, we're calling for these things to be done and they're not being done. And I'm just saying, I'd like to practice it more, but I'm preaching it. Yeah, right,
it's
now.
About who you vote for. Get out and vote.
Or just create your own shit. Create your own environment. Like create something good. Like if you know, all the greats say that if you can't expect anyone to like do everything for you and get things done. And yeah, it's hard because you don't have resources or the pull or whatever. You're not sleeping with the right person, whatever the fuck it is with politics. But like, just try and get community together because there's way too many communities centered around hate and exclusion. And it's not, and it's getting better. But like I said, one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, well, we love you so much. We want to thank you for tuning in with us and we want to enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Enjoy your tea givens.
I'm Megan.
I'm Matt.
And you're listening to
The Night Owl.
Beanie, you want a treat?